2 Kings, this is the text for the morning message, chapter 6, 2 Kings chapter 6, and then we'll read verses 8 through 17, 2 Kings 6, 8 through 17. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, "In such a place shall be my camp." And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down." And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once, not twice. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, "Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber." I can't help it, but this is a great passage. I absolutely love this story. And I just read it the other day in my own personal reading. This is great. God can do what he wants to do, can't he? We don't need computers to help each other get God's work done. Anyway, I'll stop preaching. Verse 13, okay? And he said, "Go and spy where he is." All right, so this is the king of Assyria talking to his servants. And he said, "Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him." And it was told him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan." Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God, so this is Elisha's servant, right, that he's talking about, so the guy who helps Elisha, when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compasseth the city of both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto Elisha, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" Now, this is dead serious stuff, obviously. So you understand the whole city is now encompassed by the Syrian army. And Elisha's servant gets up in the morning, I don't know when, to go out to fetch water or whatever. We're in a big heap of trouble here. Little Dothan, Dothan's not big, is surrounded by the Syrian army. And verse 16, and he answered, "Fear not." This is Elisha speaking to his servant. "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha.
Amen.
Go get him, Gideon. Come on.
Amen. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we are so thankful this morning. We can read your scripture, and thank you for this great story here. Please bless that today, and we would like to ask you, just you preaching today, and let me be a good interpreter, and please bless us. We can understand what you want to, what kind of message do you have for this church, and we can forward with your love. Thank you for the great truths. Your grace is much, much more, much, much bigger than our sins, and this is our hope. This is our great hope. You will bless us in this morning. Please do that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So it's a great blessing to be here, and it was very good to hear this special as during the offering. And I just remember back in Faith Baptist Church about 20-some years ago, we had the offering. And we were there as a visitor, very new. I don't speak English at all, you know, really. And Pastor Anderson was a pastor there, assistant pastor, youth pastor, I don't know. And he played on the piano. Do you know what was it? I think you know. You know, that's quite a big church. Dr. David Cummins was a pastor and starting everything. And he go to the big piano like this and started. Pong, 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 pong. Bong, 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 bong. And I said, "Come on, it's a big church." And again, you know, and finally, you know, that can be my favorite, because it's always, he just add something and add and end, and find it was a very great. I would like to hear it again. I did, you know, when we were in your house later, and I asked him, please play it again. And there, you know, you should, I think, are they heard that before? I mean, anyhow? Yeah, they are. Okay, so you know what am I talking about. That was very good, but I'm so glad, Dave, you're coming in August, hopefully in our church. You will be there in a few months. We can see Darcy also coming with him, and we're just looking forward to this great opportunity. So it's such a blessing to be here. And of course, I have a message, and I would like to share with you what God shared with me before. And, you know, as a missionary, it's a very exciting thing to be a missionary. And God has a plan with us, and He shows us, and it's very great. So I would like to talking for the missionaries today. How many missionaries here today? I know one here, two, okay? Anybody else? Missionaries, come on. Everybody, every one of us, missionary, right? Because God sent us, so I would like, I have a message for you, I would like... It's any new here, you know, I can't say any new thing because you're a very good pastor. And before, you know, Pastor Jim was here and I saw his son. Pastor Jim is here. I mean, Jim Wright is here, see? You're Jim, right? Okay. So anyway, and you know everything. I have no plan to say any new things for you. I would like a little bit encouraged as I was encouraged by this passage. And it's a wonderful thing to know God's will in our life, right? It is wonderful. And right from the beginning, God had a plan. God had a good plan for the man. And right from the beginning, God offered the best to their people. And He created a very good environment in the Eden until the man was failed. But God grace. I like what you're saying today. One time I was at the church on the beginning, and you know my English, and I was very shaking, you know. A big church, about 800 people was together. And I sit there, and what can I say for them? And, you know, just right before I'm coming here, the choir sing, be... oh, I forget it. Be... Trust in the Lord. I don't know exactly, just doesn't came my mind. That was a great encouragement. And right now also, I am a sinner, you know, saved by God. And it's my only chance to serve Him because His grace much bigger than my sin, our sins. What a great Savior. And that's why, you know, God's grace was not end with the fail. Rather, He had a plan. He had a plan with them. He had a plan with us. He has a purpose for our life. Every company and employer has a purpose for their worker, right? And smart, wise, prepared man, planning and teaching with them what is our plan for the future. And, you know, the local church receives orders, vision, and plan from God. From the Word of God, and to see this plan, to see God's plan in our life, we need to have heavenly vision. We need to have heavenly vision. Heavenly vision is nothing else like seeing what God wants us to see. There are things that only God can see, and the person who has heavenly vision. Only God can see, and the people and the human who has heavenly vision. God desires to giving every one of us heavenly vision. An excellent example is Elisha and his servant story in 2 Kings. In this story, we can see God gave heavenly vision to Elisha's servant as well. But not on the beginning. You know, the Syrian army many times attacked Israel. And God just told Elisha what is the Syrian king's plan. Not one, not twice, many times. And Elisha was able to go to the king of Israel and tell him, you know what will happen? They will attack it this way and that way and that time and that's how. And the Israel king was ready to defend the attack. And when the Syrian king get know that, he was not happy. And he said, I will attack them. And he is around up the city as they were, and they had a plan, you know, to kill everybody. And as Elisha's servants get up early morning and he saw there is many people around, army, armies and chariots, and they will attack us. They are much more than we are. And he was afraid. And they was in the trouble, in the human thing, you know. And they were. You know, I'm just thinking about, have you been in this situation before? You just look around and saw many problem in your life. You can't solution. You don't know how will happening it. The enemy around you, and they will attack you, and you can do everything just afraid. That's happened in the servant's life. And Elisha coming, don't be afraid. You should see what I see and God saw, you know. And he said, don't be afraid. And I think one of his message today, we don't need to be afraid about our financial situation, about our health situation. We don't need to be afraid. We only need heavenly vision, because God always has a plan for us. And Elisha saw that and praying, hey, Lord, please open his eye. And he did. Elisha's servant's eye was open, and he saw the army. He saw still the army there, the chariot there. But he was able to see God's fiery chariots also. There was there, God's fiery chariots. You know, many times, that's all what we need. Saw God's hand upon us. He's still there. We went through in our church many times. The big trouble, and you know, I called Jim Wright, Pastor Jim Wright.
Yes, can I help you?
He's always ready to help me. And he said, just look apart and go forward and let them go. As we had a big split, never forget it. He just called me. He's always very nice to me. And he said, don't worry. He said, God is still on the throne. And, you know, God's fiery chariots is there. Sometimes we just don't see that because we have no heavenly vision. God's desire to give heavenly vision today. Elisha's servant was happy. What a great experience was it. What a great experience what God hold back to you even today if you have no heavenly vision and you just saw the problems, the chaos around you. And maybe that's why you are sad. That's why you are not successful. That's why you have no desire to go out. You have no vision for the around you. But God has a plan. Do you have heavenly vision? Until you have no heavenly vision, you cannot to understand God's mission commandment. God's mission commandment is Matthew 28:19-20. But we can understand. We know, we can say, everybody can say that three words. You know, God said, I get all power and go them and tell them the truth and let them, my disciples, I don't know exactly in English. Now this is God's commandment, but we cannot to understand clearly without heavenly vision. God's heavenly vision for the local church. Preach the gospel, win the sinners, disciples the believers, and that will bring glory for God. This is should be our church, and I know heritage vision is this. That's why you have who likes? Maybe if some likes, I'm not. But Vacation Bible School is so much work. So much work. And you know, we don't see just right away the fruits. But it's there. And don't worry, just do that. It's you know, it's not easy. But I know the Heritage Baptist has a vision. We need to be his servants and go and tell them the truth. First the children, after the parents coming. It's a great thing. Let's do that. It's so much work. But That's why we are here. That's why, you know, don't you think, I'm just thinking, why is, as someone got saved, it's just immediately go to heaven. Would be nice, you know? If someone just said, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and I know I'm deserve the hell, and I believe you, and please forgive me and save me, and immediately go to heaven. Would be nice. Sometime I think would be nice, but God has a plan, other plan with us. God has a purpose in our life, in the church life. He has a vision, and He would like to use you. But we can understand without heavenly vision. And we can see God's fiery chariots around us. That's there. Day and night is there. Don't be afraid. Heavenly vision is very important. The heavenly vision is coming from above. It's not in us. It's coming above. That's why heavenly vision, three things I would like to share with you about heavenly vision. Heavenly vision is nothing else, means upward vision. Upward vision. Upward vision is means the connection and the relationship with God. We must look up God and get heavenly vision from Him. We need constant connection with God. Constant, folyamatos, just every day. Everybody have phone, right? Mobile phone, I don't know how you call it other time, just phone. My phone is much smarter than me. And there is many application on it. You know, I don't know. But I know two. Two application is very important. As in and out. You know? It's very important to know out in the church, actually. It's very good if we learn that in the church is out, okay? But right after we learning, and sometimes somebody said, it would be nice if our phone is just like my Bible, or my Bible just like my phone. If I'm going somewhere and I realize my phone is not there, to turn back and go and grab my, right? And finally I realize, oh, it's out, so I would like to, is in. Because if our phone is switch out, okay, so not in, you can, huh? Out. Off. Thanks for coming. Okay, so if our phone is off, it's very good in the church, but you can have no message, you can have your text, and you can't use, and you are not available for us, every other people, and you can't reach others. And spiritually it's true. If we have no constant connection with God, so our spiritual phone is all off, then we have no upward vision. We have no connection with God, and He cannot use. You know, we should have, and after, if we have a good connection with God, it means I read my Bible, I start, by the way, how you start? How is your day start? Not Sunday, because Sunday coming to church, but other days. How is starting your days? Newspaper copy, I know, but after. No, it's phone, because we're modern days. Anyway, so it's very important here or there, but before you go from your house, and I have decision, you know, before I eat. Your eating is very important. But if I before I eat, I'm planning to read my Bible and have a sweet time with the Lord. It's very important, you know. That means constant connection, always, not off, always in, you know. And this is upward vision. And that will cause a nice, good fellowship with God. And He can send a message for you. And He can have a word for you, and you will be start a day very nicely. Heavenly vision, first of all, upward vision. Upward vision will cause this inward vision. What on the world inward vision? Inward vision, it means upon us, no, between us in the church. Inward vision. If we have a good connection with God, it will cause us inward vision. Love each other. Love the brother and love each other. And because we must have this love in the church. This is something what the people are unable to do by own. The love is not in us. You know what is in us? Just read it, Galatians 5, 19 to 21. There is some few not so nice about us. That's what we are, all of us. And our body, humanly. Of course, the Holy Spirit inside of us in 1995, May 2nd, before midnight, lamentary, I never forget it, I got saved. And from that time, the Holy Spirit came to me. And if I have a good upward vision with God, He can lead me through His Spirit. And if I have a connection with Him, constant connection, it will cause us inward vision. Love each other. Sometimes it's not easy to love each other. I don't know, here in America, probably the same here, but except this church, because everybody is nice, good, and have no problem, right, Pastor? But other churches, you know, sometimes it's very hard to love each other. It's very easy to love someone who's lovable. Like my granddaughter, you know, I'm sorry in English. My grandmother, no, also lovable, but he is in the heaven. It's very easy to love someone who's not with us, you know. But my granddaughter, you know, is very sweet, and you know, she born in February 21, and we saw in June, and it was very great to see her. It's very easy to love her, right? This is so nice. We would like to eat her, you know. It's very easy, but sometimes other people is not easy to love. Just thinking about your mother-in-law. your neighbor, okay? By the way, my mother-in-law, the nicest on the world, you know, it's very easy to love. So that's why it's not a good example, but the mother-in-law. But otherwise, sometimes it's very hard to love someone who don't like you, who mock you, who laugh at out you, and you know, but God commanded us. I would like to give you heavenly vision, but you need to have upward vision, you and me. And it will cause this inward vision. Love each other in the church. By the way, Jesus' commandment is in John 13, 39, we should love each other. And this is very important. As God used this word here, the Greek has three words for love. And this is... I need to look at phileo, agape, and eros. Eros is not in the Bible. But the phileo is between us, you know. The phileo, that's why the fellowship coming from this word. So the phileo between us. But do you know what it say here in John 13:34? He said, love each other as I love you. You know how He loves us? He loves us agape love. Agape love. We have phileo, okay, but we should have agape, and we will have a good opportunity to love each other. And this love is it's a very great thing. So, and we should have this love each other. This love is turn the other cheek. This love is goes the extra mile. If we need stop by the wounded one, even the Samaritans. This love. It's very, very needy in our church, in your church. If you have upward vision, it will cause us inward vision. And if you have inward vision, that will cause us outward vision. Outward vision is to love to love the last ones, someone who is not saved. And this is very important. That's why we are here. That's why Lord don't took us immediately to the heaven, because other people need us. Other people need this church. And this is God desire to get know His vision in the church. Have upper vision. Your cause is inward vision. And that after we are coming, that your cause is outward vision to help the people around us, the unbelievables. We all want to do this. And sometimes we just have no opportunity to do this because we have no power. We have no strength in our life. As we're traveling, sometimes we're flying too. And, probably you fly also a few times. And as we're going on the board, flight attendants tells us where is our seat and how can you use your seat belt and where is the bathroom and where is the exits, And she said, don't use it in the air when we are up. And then on the end said, okay, there is not so good news. Sometimes we can be in trouble. If a trouble coming, the oxygen must be coming above you. And use it. And it shows how to use. And something she say. And first time, I'm just thinking, I don't think it's... She said, if you have a problem and the oxygen mask is there, use first, right? No, first the children. Because we are good parents. So use first the children. And that's what they say? No, probably a traveler. Yeah, she said, use first. And I said, huh, what kind of, this is a word, family advice, what I ever heard. First me and after the children. What kind of parents? And I'm thinking later, Sue, if we want help of people around us, first we need the holy oxygen, upward vision. Good relationship with Him. And after, we are able to help others. This is God's plan for us. The only way to help others if we have heavenly oxygen every day, every morning. And that will cause us the great, sweet relationship with God. And that will make your days. Make your life, make your church life, and you will have a good fellowship. Like here this morning, everybody who was able, just hugging me, and we have a very good fellowship, and that will make the church holy, and that will make, if we have heavenly vision, upper vision, that will make a very nice, holy, and strong church, and this church will have outward vision, upward vision first. It will cause us inward vision, and the inward vision, if we love each other, if we help each other, if we receive each other, no matter what, that will cause us a great unity. And of course, we're sorry for them. We had a good opportunity in Albania, Alabama, and the Faith Baptist Church in Huntsville. They had a vacation Bible school, and we have the opportunity to go house by house and knocking the door and wait if they're coming. And sometimes, I just saw terrible inside. It's not house. It's just, And then I'm so sorry, then coming out without teeth and young mom, and the children, and they are not just physically, but spiritual need. They have spiritual need. And if you have a good upward vision, and you have inward vision also, of course, if you saw them, you have desire to go out. This is outward vision. This is God, what God wants to see us. as Elijah's servants don't see first anything, just a problem, just a chaos around him and a big danger. But as Elisha prayed for him, God opened his eyes. He saw God with God's eyes, and he saw exactly what is God's plan in their life. God has a plan in your life too. And he would like, if you have heavenly vision, the heavenly vision is upward vision, inward vision, outward vision. I don't know how you are here in this morning. Do you have heavenly vision? Do you have desire to go out for the people? Maybe you don't. And it's happening. You know, it was in my life too. As a pastor, I have no desire to go out. I'm sorry. Go back. But anyway, it's happening. You know when? When we look, not look up, we look down and look our final situation, problems, and we look at the problems, and we can't see the heavenly vision through the heavenly vision, God's fiery chariots. We can't see upon us His hand. You know why? If we don't have a good relationship with Him, if we have no good unity in the church, of course we have no desire to go out. Oh, I'm worth 8 hours plus. I have no time. By the way, everybody have same time. 24 hours. But if you have no desire, it means probably you have no heavenly vision. You know why it can be happen? Maybe you are here, you have, I have heavenly vision. I have because I have upward vision every day. And you can say, sometime I've heard somebody coming to the pastor, and pastor, my knee, it's very painful. Why? Because I pray 3 hours every morning. Oh, not that kind of. It's secret. It's in you and God, between you and God. But if you have heavenly vision, if you have a good fellowship, and I saw you have, and you have desire, but sometimes not. You know why? Because if you have upward vision, inward and outward vision, we still need to be sharpening our tools. I heard true story, it's very rare, but it's true story. At the old time, the two lumberjack, go to the forest and cut trees by axe, not by chainsaw, you know, it's very modern, but by axe, you know. And as they went day by day to work, there was a young fellow and an older man in the same time they went to do working. And the young man said, let's have a little competition. Let's look at who will better, who will can cut out more tree. Is it understandable? Okay, so they have, the older man said, okay, let's do that. But I just do same as I do every day. And they start the work at 8 o'clock, and the young man working very hard, and one by one, the trees goes on. And the old man, after 50 minutes, he getting tired and sit down. And the young man said, okay, have no any chance, and just working, one by one by, you know, the trees. And 10 minutes later, the older man got up, and okay, and again, just working nicely all day. But it's happened every hour. Another hour, after 50 minutes, he again getting tired and sit down. And 10 minutes later, get up and till night, you know. And at night, the young man still with power, he said, oh, let's count how many we cut. And okay, and the young man said, and he's counting here, and he was 45 big trees by us. This is good, right? And how much do you have? And he is still sitting on the sitting, and he said, I don't know, count it. And the young man said, went and counting him his, and his tree was 50, 50, you know. And the young man was not happy. How can be happen that I work hard and you just sit down every hour for 10 minutes? What do you do? And he said, you know, yes, every hour I sit down for 10 minutes and I have a good little rest. And I sharpening my axe every hour. And it's much easier to work if you have heavenly vision, upward, inward, outward vision. You should stop. Maybe every hour, 10 minutes is a very good idea. But daily, stop, sharpening, come to the church. Every opportunity, the midweek service, sometime we were at the church, it's Wednesday, and just few of us were there. It's Wednesday. The people are, and I said them, the people are, find more important things like meet with the Lord. Is there any important? They find. Because maybe there. I didn't talking about someone going to the, you know, the employer, I don't know, and she should go to the second shift, I don't know. But you know, it's very important, the sharpening. Start a day with the Lord. Have a good, constant connection with Him. And come to the church. Ask your pastor, how can I help you? He will be happy, right? Not shocked, because it's happening. How can I help you? Abby, can I help you in the ladies' meeting, something, you know? And if you do that, it's sharpening your tools also. And you will be successful, because that God vision to be successful. As we read, not just Galatians 5, 19 to 21. No, forget at least if you have a good connection with Him. But there is 22. Galatians 5, 22, talking about 9 fruits. That is His desire in your life. And someone says, I have 7 fruits. Or, no, it's fruit. It's plural, not plural. Egyestan. Okay? So, if you have, you have all. If you have not, probably you need to sharpen it. God would like to give you the blessing in your life, the blessing in your church. As we are blessing, as we always come in this church, if you have upward vision and inward vision and out vision, that you are not happy. And you said, you need to sharpening. And maybe you are here today and you said, I don't know what he's talking about. You know, that was in my life. For 18 years, I attending the church. And really, really, I never was happy, really happy. You know, I was there and served the Lord and I attending the church meeting and I was asked sometime to preach. For 18 years, I thought I am saved because I was baptized. But the very important question, someone came to me and asked me the very important question. Because all my 18 years, as I was attending our Union Baptist Church, people asked me, are you baptized? Which church you member, you know, or are you saved? It's also a good question. But someone came to me and asked me, how you got saved? Did you tell me your testimony? How did it happen? How it happened? And I had no answer, because I thought it happened. I was baptized. I remember I was so wet. But it means nothing. And when this man asked me in 1995, May 2nd, he asked me, I was not happy. I was a church member. This man was a missionary from America. He came from America, and I am a truly Baptist. 18 years ago, I have a picture for my baptism. So what kind of question? He said, hey, could you tell me? And I was not able to do that. And you know, maybe if someone here this morning, I don't know what you're talking about, upward vision, inward vision. I don't know what is the guy with a good connection with God. Maybe it's just because you never really God saved. How can I say that? You're a church member here. You have a wonderful pastor here. Even he is not strange. I mean, no, I'm in trouble. Not like empowered like me. No, no. I would like to this health like his. So anyway, your pastor, and before the pastors here teach you, and you have a good church, a good fellowship, and the Bible was preached here, maybe just like me. It's not happened. You know, I thought, seriously, I thought, I am saved. But it's not happened, you know. Because John 3, Jesus tell that night for Nicodemus, you know, you need to be born again. Joining a church, be baptized as a thing. You know the most I don't know how you say that. The most big problem in someone's life, if with his Bible, with the GPS in his arm, going to the hell. You understand me? And that's why if you have no heavenly vision today, maybe you are never got saved. But today it's a salvation day, I think. Here in Roscoe too. Yeah, that's what my Bible says, the Hungarian Bible. Today, the salvation of day. If you are not sure for 100%, if you are 99, it's not enough. Are you sure? Second question is, if you are sure, you have upward vision, inward vision, outward vision, are you obedient for God? Because He has a vision He would like to use you. Are you obedient? If you are not, maybe you are not saved. Both questions is for you. If God's working in your heart and you would like to make decision, I think this time is the best. Pastor, you like it.